This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Praise be to Allah who allowed us to come to this moment of this blessed day. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this evening came upon all of us in the best of conditions, bi-idhnillahi azza wa jalla. And if there's anyone out there who is suffering in any way or having any distress, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this blessed moment to relieve them and to remove their stressors and to make this a pleasant evening for them and for us and for the rest of our brothers and sisters. My dear brothers and sisters, tonight we have a topic that is very interesting. Obviously, it's something that we would, inshallah ta'ala, need to delve in and go into the details of it, but not in this particular setting, maybe in a form of seminar or a lecture or a series of lectures. But it's tonight, I just wanted to reflect with you and go over as much as we can of a sample or an example of the prophetic day. What was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's day like? You know, what would you notice if you were to if you are one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hypothetically speaking, if you were someone that had the ability to examine the day of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again this is just an imaginary, obviously, scenario of us being able to look at and examine, you know, if we were with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or if we were to look through the various sources that we have, what did they say about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, or about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's day, rather? So perhaps one thing that you would notice, or there's a bunch of things that you will notice when we go over these narrations, and I just want to go over them. One thing is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you examine his daily routine, you will for sure come to the conclusion that his life revolved around the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the moment he woke up, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until he goes back to sleep, or until, you know, so from the moment he wakes up until he goes to sleep later. So if he slept during the day, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but so day in, day out, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life revolved around the remembrance of Allah. Mentioning the name of Allah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was a key thing. There is no way that no one would not notice. The other thing that you are going to notice also is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam very often asked Allah for forgiveness. Astaghfirullah was a common practice. He always used to say that, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. I ask Allah for forgiveness. I seek God's forgiveness. So this was something that was very, very common in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's day. It's not like he had, let's say, certain part of the day dedicated to sit down and ask Allah for forgiveness only, or he asked Allah for forgiveness early in the morning and maybe later at night. No, throughout the day, in a setting, in a gathering, when he's so always the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one thing that one would always hear and observe is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking Allah for forgiveness. So sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say it out loud. Sometimes the companions would be able to read his lips, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they would realize that he was saying or he was asking Allah for forgiveness. Another very common practice, something that was extremely present throughout his day, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was salat, right? The regular prayers in addition to the sunnahs, and we're going to try to cover some of these, inshallah ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obviously his day also involved reading a Quran or receiving a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was very common, or teaching his companions Quran, or listening to them read the Quran, and he enjoyed listening to the Quran. So this was a very common deal in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His life was very simple, but it was extremely balanced and productive. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his day was not, it was, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was busy, but he was not rushing, right? So he was not always rushing. He was very, very calm, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one thing that amazes me is the, obviously I'm not amazed, meaning he's Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but one fascinating aspect of his personality was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was present. He was mindful, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he taught us certain things that are meant to teach us to be mindful, by the way. And we're going to examine some of these today, inshallah ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, again, was very simple, but it was organized and it was predictable, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet he was easygoing, and at times he could be, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very spontaneous, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One thing you're going to notice is the fact that he was present in the life of his family members, and his family members were fully engaged with his life. Even his I wouldn't call it professional life, but even his work, what the Prophet ﷺ did outside the house, the members of his household, including and primarily, especially his wives, were in tune with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mission in life and what he did outside. And sometimes when things overwhelm him outside, or if something doesn't go well, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam found support, and even at times he found understanding at home. He found the motivation or the support that he needed from his family members. One thing also that you're going to notice is that the Prophet ﷺ, on a daily basis, his day was not only to himself, but it was for the people. He lived for the people, he engaged the people, and he was serving. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he used to be in the service of his community, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You notice also that the Prophet ﷺ's level of energy, the Prophet ﷺ was highly energetic, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you also notice the balance between personal needs as well as what others needed from him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One thing also that we would notice is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very cheerful, very positive, and highly motivated, and he was extremely inspirational and motivational for his companions. So let's begin. Let's see how far we can go, inshallah ta'ala, with details. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's day started early. It even started before the day started, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, was someone that would wake up before Fajr. Obviously, one thing, anyone that, if you read anything about successful people and most productive people, you would know that one thing that they have in common, one of the elements that they have in common, one of their, basic habits, is waking up early. The Prophet, peace be upon him, made dua in a hadith that was actually narrated in 26 different, chains, or 26 different riwayat, 26 different reports, multiple companions reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the early hours of the day for his ummah. Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Right? And this hadith is sound. This hadith is actually authentic, right? Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. So the early hours of the day are blessed hours. I believe it was Stephen Covey that used to call it the golden hours, right? Between between 5 and 8 a.m. He calls that the golden hours, right? That period, the golden hours. Nobody should be asleep at that time. That's the time when you're supposed to be, that is the time that will set the mood for the rest of the day, right? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be awake. He would awaken before that. So the Prophet would wake up before that time comes in, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, either for Qiyam al-Layl or for his witr. Sometimes he would pray at night, and we will talk about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nightly routine on another occasion, inshallah ta'ala. But sometimes he would pray and then take a nap, go back to sleep. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would wake up with the adhan of Bilal radiyallahu anhu. And you would notice that when you read the various narrations as to what was the first thing the Prophet ﷺ did, yes, he was asleep, but the Prophet ﷺ was still mindful, right? So as soon as he woke up, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet, peace be upon him, would be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if he woke up because of a dream, even if he had a dream, right? And we know that the dream of the Anbiya is a revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal. The first thing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do when he woke up was to remember Allah, mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would either praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or he would glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he would be saying subhanallah or he would be saying alhamdulillah, right? The most common is alhamdulillah. الحمد لله الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور. Or if he woke up in the middle of the night, الحمد لله وسبحان الله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. It takes someone who is extremely mindful to remember that. So the first thing that he did, صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he woke up was utter the name of Allah سبحانه وتعالى and mention Allah سبحانه وتعالى and praise him. Compare that to what we do nowadays, myself guilty, right? We look at, I understand sometimes we may be turning the alarm off, but we check something else. So the first thing, try to follow that example and make sure that the first thing that you say is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the way, just a helpful tip. Make sure that the last thing that you say is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's a good chance that if that's the case, that when you wake up, you will also mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would cleanse his mouth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would go and brush his teeth, use siwak, obviously. They didn't have brushes back then. But he would clean his mouth and rinse his mouth, wash his hands first, and then clean his teeth and wash his mouth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he would also sometimes wipe, يَمْسَحُ النَّوْمَ عَنْ وَجْهِهِ. The Prophet would wipe his face, just in case there's anything that got stuck to his face. So the Prophet would be rubbing his face, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, obviously, before, nowadays we're told not to touch your face. But wash your hands and then wipe your face to wake up, subhanAllah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pray the two rak'ah for Fajr. When he woke up for Fajr at the adhan of Bilal radiallahu anhu, he would pray the two rak'ah for Fajr at home. And these two rak'ahs would be very light or quick. So they were not very lengthy in nature. He would read in the first raka'ah, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, and in the second raka'ah, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. And then after that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lay down on his right side, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If his wife is not awake, or if she's asleep still, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to rest in a particular area. If she's already up, and she, let's say, is getting ready to pray Fajr, or she prayed Fajr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be having a conversation with her. So, and then until Bilal comes and tells him that it's time, Messenger of Allah, for the Iqama. So Bilal was in charge of, bringing that, obviously, alerting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam needed someone to alert him, but because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sometimes would need to rest. And by the way, lying down after Fajr or after the Adhan of Fajr is a well-established sunnah. So he would come out, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you would notice one thing. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was extremely mindful. In some of these adab, all of these adab, fine etiquette that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us are meant to make us, to help us become more mindful of our actions. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in tuned, and he was well aware, and he was present, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he was extremely mindful of everything that he says, even his own thoughts, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but of everything that he said and everything that he did, even the steps that he took. So the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he stepped out of his house, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was a dua that he would say, right? And then when he stepped into the masjid or on his way, that short walk between his place in the masjid, the Prophet ﷺ, there's a dua that he said. When he entered the masjid, there's a dua the Prophet ﷺ taught us, entering with his right foot in first, right? Again, this is all meant to teach us to be mindful of everything, our actions. So he would come, and the Prophet ﷺ would greet the people when he walked into the masjid, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then straighten the lines. And the iqama would be called, and then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes his time to make sure that everyone is standing straight and properly. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam begins praying Fajr. Fajr prayer, normally the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to prolong Fajr prayer. He would read anywhere from 60 to 100 verses, right? Verses like from Al-Mufassal, from Qaf, Al-Hujurat and Al-Dhariyat and onward. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would read slowly, clearly, out loud, Fajr, so people can hear him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would prolong it. On the day of Jumu'ah, if the day is Jumu'ah, then it was very common that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would recite Surah As-Sajda, which is now 30 verses. In three pages, and then Surah Al-Insan, which is 2.5 pages, almost 2 pages, a little more than 2 pages. So that's what he would recite, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And those who are, making their way to the masjid will be able to catch up. And then sometimes if there is an extraordinary event that has overwhelmed or that has struck the Muslim community, if there is a calamity, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will make dua in the second rak'ah of Fajr, known as Qunutun Nawazil. Once he finishes the salah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before turning around, he did not rush, especially with Fajr, by the way, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not rush to turn around after Fajr. And he would be sitting in his place, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah for forgiveness, right? And then now you can start counting how many times the Prophet ﷺ would be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And then he would be praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making dua and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him and his family, a good, productive, blessed day, and seek refuge from any evil within the day. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Speaking of the dhikr after Fajr, the dua that I always like to remind my Fajr congregation with, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Brothers and sisters, it's to be said while you're sitting, as soon as you finish the salah, before you even undo your, in the same position that you're in, before you move, before you turn around, before you do anything, after you do your istighfar, say, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وهو على كل شيء قدير 10 times. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then after that, he would turn around and face his companions, and he would be either speaking to them. And some people will say, well, this is when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's office hour began. Well, you can call it office hour if you want to, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make himself available, and it was time for them for him to engage his community members, answer their questions, ask them how they're doing, teach them something. If there was a revelation that he received the night before, he would be sharing it with them. If he had a profound dream that he would share with them, sometimes he would ask them about their own dreams. مَن مِنْكُمْ رَأَى رُؤْيَا, you know, which did any one of you see any dream? And then the companions will be discussing that, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would interpret these dreams for them, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they will be mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teaching each other, learning from one another. Sometimes they would be just conversing about the days of Jahiliyyah, things that happened in the old days. Sometimes they would be laughing and he would be smiling, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they would do this until sunrise. And when the sun rises, they would get up and some of them will pray. The Prophet ﷺ would go home and perhaps pray there. And he would go home and greet his wives, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, greets each one of them. And then sometimes he would be asking if there is anything to break, you know, for breakfast, to eat. And now this is, if it's not Monday or Thursday, usually Mondays and Thursdays, the Prophet ﷺ used to fast. So he wouldn't be looking, you know, to eat something. And if he's told on a random day, other than these 2 days, if he's told that, well, we don't have anything, you know, we're out of food, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then will say, فَإِنِّي صَائِمٌ. So, you know, randomly, not randomly, but obviously the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's answer was, if there is no food, okay, khair, then I might as well just fast this day. And from that, we take that if you woke up in the morning without necessarily having the intention to fast that day, if it's not a fard or a qada of a fard, then you can actually initiate fasting so long you haven't, you know, one does not eat anything from after Fajr, right? So from Fajr, yani, from the time when Fajr came. Like if you ate something, you know, when Fajr comes in, then, right? And the Prophet's favorite meal to begin his day with was dates, right? Rutab, like fresh dates. If he can't find fresh dates, so the Prophet would, you know, eat tamar, which is dried dates. And the Prophet was not very, he had favorites, but he was not very particular. He did not have what is known as takalluf. He was not very formal, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was easygoing. He didn't have to go out of his way to obtain something or to get something. It wasn't like the Prophet ﷺ had to start his day with fresh, right, warm camel milk or fresh, warm, you know, goat milk. Or, you know, if he finds something, he would gratefully, you know, consume and share. If he's given a gift, you know, sometimes he would receive gifts that early in the morning. If he doesn't have something, then it's not a big deal. So, you know, unlike many of us, unless we start our day with, you know, that cup of coffee or that latte or cappuccino, or, you know, that bowl of cereal, you know, some people put the milk first and some people put the cereal first. You know, I don't know which camp you belong to. You know, we have certain routine, like if we don't do it, well, like it throws us off. Prophet ﷺ was not like this, right? He didn't put a lot of emphasis on these things, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If he finds something that he likes, he will consume it and he would be very grateful and appreciative of it. And if not, then he goes about his day, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would, you know, sometimes go out You know, if it's a Saturday, for instance, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was the time early morning. Now we're still yani before what would be nowadays like 9 a.m. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, actually even before 8 a.m. At this point, if it's a Saturday, then it was very common that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would either ride his donkey or walk to Quba to pray two rak'ah after he makes wudu at home. He would go to Quba, pray two rak'ah there. It could be duha, it could be nafil. And the reward of someone that does that, as the Prophet mentioned in the hadith, من توضع في بيته ثم خرج إلى قباء فصلى ركعتين كان له كأجر عمرة. It's like the reward of Umrah. And he would come back, you know, before Dhuhr time. On a regular day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the time where he would do something for his family or take care of something that needs to be taken care of for his community, for his companions. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would pray again. Sometimes he would pray for, you know, consecutively for multiple days or for a long time, until those who are observing him would say that, oh, he will pray this prayer forever. And sometimes he would not pray it for a while. He would stop, right? He didn't want it to become wajib. But this is what is known as duha, salatul duha. So he would pray four rak'ahs or six rak'ahs or eight rak'ahs. And then before Dhuhr, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had the habit of taking a nap, a power nap, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He would nap. This was a very common thing. You know, it's like a siesta, you know, especially in hot areas. So before Dhuhr time, people would rest, would lay down and rest and take a nap. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would do that. It's called Qaylula in Arabic. Sometimes he would be, you know, he would be overwhelmed with certain errands that he had to take care of, or taking care of the affairs of the Muslims, that he may actually miss that until Dhuhr prayer. But until Dhuhr prayer, normally the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would rest. And once it's time for Dhuhr, the Prophet used to pray Dhuhr very early, the first time of Dhuhr prayer. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would prolong his Dhuhr prayer. Right? Now, keep in mind now that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, wanted to make sure that those who are coming from, you know, far, you know, from a long distance walk into the masjid will have plenty of time. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would prolong Dhuhr prayer. His Dhuhr prayer was, the first rak'ah was much longer than the second rak'ah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would obviously not raise his voice, but the Sahaba, you could tell that he was reading from the movement of his jaw, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or from the movement of his beard, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes they will hear a verse or two coming out. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he recited, it wasn't, you know, this is just a side note. I may be going into tangents here. A lot of people think that a silent prayer is a prayer where you basically have to read in your mind.